Yeah, I believe that the sentencing guidelines are too loose. Sometimes we have to deal with the Supreme Court and High Court decisions or Court of Criminal Appeal when it comes to increasing sentence or reducing sentences, and that's really the DPP makes that appeal. The big difficulty here is, you know, you have serious crimes committed in this country, and people are very frustrated by the length or the lack of length of sentences that reflect the seriousness of crime. Like, we lost a very good young Garda in Robbie, and Gary McLaughlin as well was lost to us as well. And we see where crimes, other crimes are committed of a less serious nature may get more in sentencing than we see where somebody may lose their life. And I think we have to look, or the legislator has to look, at ways of increasing the whole aspect of sentencing. They'll have to, through legislation, look at the way sentencing, and courts have been looking for this for some time as well. And it's very difficult for judges to make informed decisions when their hands are tied in relation to sentencing. So I think we need to look at sentencing again, the way we have to look at other countries and how they devise ways of sentencing for people who commit serious offences.
So where does the restructuring have to begin then?
Well, I think we need to... The restructuring has to start with the legislator. We need legislation to be brought in, and the courts have looked for this for years as well, to increase sentencing, and you look at the department and different commissions that have been set up over the years, and the Law Society have talked about it as well, that, you know, they look at the overall aspect of sentencing, and it's so important when people are sentenced that that sentence reflects the seriousness of the crime, and because people will lose confidence in the whole structure of the legal system, the judicial system.